Ad v'yad b'chlal. That you said up until, does it mean included or not? I do ma'ad v'lo yad b'chlal. Like, what do you mean to say ad b'ina parshis? That to say the chutz hasheder extends ad until b'ina parshis. The question is, what's the loch of b'ina parshis itself? Is where the nerves branch off, is that considered like the chutz hasheder still? Or ad v'lo yad b'chlal? No. Where it branches off already, it's not called the chutah shedra. Here it does not become a treifa. That's one shayla. Boy, Papa said like this. It's like this, for Papa. That in Tim said, if you want to tell me, ad v'lo yad b'chlal, that he only meant to say it extends until the Beina Parshis, but not including where it branches off. If so, pi parshamel, what's going to be by the point of the nerves? What's going to be there, not after it branches off, by the point of it, what's the loch of the point? Rashi says, pi pashimau means nifsa chut hagodol keneged pi apsulim. At the top part, right before it starts to branch off, right there was nifsak. So what's that mokum? Is that a mokum trefer or no? That was a shiloh. So it's a shiloh. Another shiloh. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, has the question like this. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, imtim tzleima, if you want to tell me that ad ziyad bichlal, yes, that up until the Beina Parshis, and that's also included in the Chut HaShedron, so Parsha Atzmamau, what's going to be the locha of the Parsha itself? Like not Beina Parshis, but the Parsha itself, what's going to be there? Like there's a little bit before where the nerves branch off, but that part itself, Rashi says, where mamash branches off itself from the chut, now what's going to be the locha? The place where it really branches off, that branch itself, in that nerve where it branches off, what's the locha? Is that a mokum treifer or not? So Toshma coming here, it says, our parsha, mashma, the branch itself, tibun kibosa, is considered like flesh. Chutz mashma, it's not like the chut hashed, it's only considered like flesh. So my love doesn't mean to say Parsha Rishonu Shniya, that even the first and the second one is also only considered like Bosor. And the Chur means to say that if it gets cut there, it's Taka Kshera. So you see, the Parsha itself is still called Kshera. It's not the Chut HaShedra. So much lower could be, no, it's not the Pshat. Here it means Shlishis. After it says that the Parsha is Tidin Kibosor, maybe it only means the bottom, the third branch off. That true is like Bosa, there it's kosher. But it could be by the first and second one, that could still be a suffix, what the locher is there. That's called a treif or not, that could still be a suffix. So the Gemara is, the eifa, what's going to be by a bird? Like how far down does the spinal cord extend by a bird? Gemara says, Rabbi Yana Yama Lamata min akfayim. He says, the lower like of the wings, Lamata min akfayim, as soon as it comes below the wings, that's how far down the spinal cord goes. Further than the wings, that's not called the spinal cord, that would not make a treifa. Resh Lakish and Resh Lakish says no, ad beino akfayim. Resh Lakish says no, it's the opposite, mamish like the beginning of the wings. Not below the wings, but the cord at the beginning of the wings. Ad beino akfayim, in between the wings itself, right away, that's also considered, that's where the chut hashedra ends. And the mokum of the wings itself, if it gets cut there, it's not a treifa. Ulu Ulu says, Hevikimna Kaime de Ben Pazi. He was once standing before Ben Pazai. The Isla Kaime Ufa. And they brought a bird in front of him. And by says there was a psuki was cut there. And the shayla was it cut through the spinal cord or not? Ubodak ein ad bein akfayim. And he checked it out to make sure it's cut like below the mokum of the wings. Samash relearns Beinu Akfayim. The first shita, he only checked up until like the beginning of the wings. But once it came to the place at the beginning of the wings already, that's not called the Chut HaShedra. The Sholach Len, they send back to him the Beinu Siyah, but they send back to him from the Beinu Nasi's house. They come the Ozil, and he got up and he went away. For Lo Yadana, we don't know. Imi Shum de Lo Tzorch Le Midbek Tvei. Is it the Pshat because really you don't have to check below this point? Imi Shum covered the Siyah. Rosh no, he only did a respect because respect of the Nasi. But the Maisa was, he only checked it down until the beginning of the wings. And then he left and went to the Bein Nasi. So the question is, why did he leave? Did he leave right now because he holds that's all you have to check, just until the beginning of the wings, not below? Or else maybe no, maybe really he would have continued on checking. Just as covered the Bein Nasi, they called him to go to the Nasi's house, so he left. So you have a clear raya which way he really holds, how far down do you have to check to make sure it's not a psuka? In between the wings or only the beginning of the wings? Yeah. Then the Mishnah says another treifa is nitla kovid. If the whole liver is taken off, that's also considered a treifa. So by smashment, if something's left over though, then it's not a treifa. So more says on nishtayir menu kulum kshera. If any little bit of the liver is left over, then it's called kshera. Afagav lehevi kazayis. Even though there's not an olive's worth, there's not a kazayis worth of the kovid, still it's kshera. So the Gemara Iva Tanan, we learned the Gemara later that says Nitel Hakovid v'Nishtar Menu Kizayis Ksheva. No, only if the liver is still left over Kizayis worth, less than Kizayis worth is not Ksheva. So when it says Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lekash is no Stira. Ho Rabbi Chia, Ho Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi Tzemachlekes Tarka. One Tarka says it has to be up until the Kizayis, and one says no, even if a small amount is left over, still is Ksheva. Ho Rabbi Chia Shimon Bar Rabbi. He heard the Reb Chia, the Maisa was with Reb Chia also, that Zarek Lo. When Reb Chia checked it out and found that the liver was missing, even though there was a drop left over, he threw it away, because to the old, it's a treifa, unless you have the gazayas left over. And Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Matfuloy, no, he ate from the animal. As long as there was a little bit left over of the liver, he held it was ksheira. V'sanecha, what's the simon over here? That Ashira Mekamsin, that the more rich you are, the more less sparing you are. You Mekamas, you save more. Rashi says, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe B'nei Shonosi Hoya, he was very rich. Well, Mekamas Lash and Otsronik, he holds back a lot. So therefore, he didn't just throw it away, he used it. So if it was the Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, yeah, that he was one of the Matfulah, he still ate it, he did not throw it away. The other more says, Ha'upul Musa, there was an army, the Asla Pumbadisa. The army once came in to Pumbadisa. So, Arki Rabba Rabbi Yosef. So both Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, they both went away from town. And they didn't want to be taken the place by the army. They had to be put into the army. So they ran away. Now, what happened was, Pogabar Abzera. So Abzera went up with them. And Omalu, he said to them, Arukoyi, like, teach me what's the halacha here. As I recall you, like you people, Russia's Gemira Minoi, let me learn from you this halacha, that Kazayis Shomru, that though we said by the liver, if you have a Kazayis worth left over, it's not called the Treifron, the Mokka Mara, is it true that the Kazayis has to be in the place of the gallbladder? By the Mokka where the gallbladder is near the liver, that's where you have to have a Kazayis left over. Is that true? Yeah. So I'm a proper purpose. By the way, it's the lesson of Omalu Arkoi Kazayish Omakamur. She told him that that's the lochum. The lochum is the Kazayish has to be left over the mokum of the gallbladder. Ravada Marav Omar, the mokum Shichai. No, that's not the place. It has to be left over in the vital place by place where it lives from, where the covid is attached. And that mokum, Rashi Sakova Chaya, Hainu mokum Tliya, where it's hanging from. So that's where it's hanging, tachas akos, under the kidneys. That's where the liver has to have a kazayas left over. So the machloek is, where is this kazayas to be? By the gallbladder, or by where it's hanging near the kidneys? Some of the prophet says, Hilkach, therefore, being in kazayas for mokum, or being in kazayas for mokum, shichai, that's called a chumrah. And it's only kshayra if you have a kazayas left over of the liver in both places, near the gallbladder, and near where the liver is hanging attached to the kidneys. Then go lechumra both ways. Bori Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a question like this. Bori Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mithlakeit Mahu. What's going to be the lach of this kezayis that's still left over? You only have it by mithlakeit means a small piece here, a small piece there. It's not in one place, the kezayis. There are little pieces of liver left over at different parts. So mithlakeit mahu, if you gather them together, you have a kezayis, is that kosher or not? Kiritsua mahu, also, it's not one round kezayis. It's a long string. a long strip, but together this long strip adds up to the shear of a kezayis. What's the locha? Boy Ravashi, kezayis merudad mao. If you have this kezayis that's like flattened out, it's merudad, there's not normal to live, it's like flattened out, and after it's flattened out there's a kezayis left of that. So what's the locha? Is that called the liver? Is that called some left over or not? Rashi merudad means Rashi says merukaya. You have a gar mikrutsu, it's worse. So take, oh, there's a shayla. At that time, you have to have a kezayis left over the liver. Is it enough that it should be flattened out or straight or mislaket to take it? Boy mine reb zrika rabami. Nidaldolo covid. Let's say the liver, like, was uprooted. What's going to be? It was torn away from where it's connected. The liver was torn apart, torn away. But the mura bitavshia seho. It's still attached, though, by the diaphragm, by the tafshir seho. What's the loch? Is that enough to say it's called a chaya or is it a trefa? Mao. Omalei said back to him, dildo zeh, that's what you said, that's torn off, like it's loose. Any day, I don't know what it means to say. Manashach, ila man diyama makim mara ha'ika. If yod watik zayas has to be attached by the gallbladder, it's still attached. And ila man diyama makim shichaya ha'ika. The mice are still attached. Russian, the Dalda means necromachimasarabri. It's torn apart a lot of places. But it's still attached a little bit. So therefore, it's still called attached both by the gallbladder and by the kidneys. So therefore, Bab is still called Ksheira. Then the Mishnah says, Horeya, if you have the lungs, Shenikva, if there's a hole in the lung, that also makes a trefa. So Ravu, Shmuel, Ravasi, the Arma, they both say, Karma, Eloi. They both say, where does it have to be pierced through? The top membrane. The common law, the top membrane of the lungs, if it's a hole in that, that's not to make it a trefa. The armor law, the other ones say no, karmatisai, the trefa has to only be if the hole goes through the inner membrane. So Amr Rav Yosef says, Amr Rav Nachman, Bisimnech, how are you supposed to remember this? Like, how are you supposed to remember who said what? So he said, you remember, Kituna, Dudo, Deman Chabei Reya. So Kitunui said, remember, this is, you have to think of a rose that's colored. It's a coat like colored with roses that the lung lies in. So that's the way you're supposed to remember this. Rashi says, Kitnu Duroi means Malbush Adam, a red coat that looks like a rose. Shareya Munachas Boy. Vada Rashid Hashem Shakurin Tachto in Odin, the bottom one is more red. Yeah, Kini Simka. That's the way you remember this. Whether it's the bottom coat or the top coat, where exactly the trefer is, the bottom membrane or the top one. Hamar says, yeah. Pshita, Iinka Viloi, if the top membrane has a hole. For Loyink, if Tisoy, the bottom one, does not have a hole, Titoy, make it in a Hanami. Then it's a swear, the bottom membrane still protects it. The air doesn't get into the lungs. It's not a trefa. Kid Rabba like Rabba, the Yomar Rabba says, Hi Reya, if you have this lungs, Rabbi says, you have the lungs. The aglid kainoi sumka. If you have the lungs,